And now it's time for Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland Trujillo. Pastor Roland has been helping people find answers and solutions to life and relationship issues for over 25 years. And now, here's your host, Pastor Roland.
Hello, everyone. Welcome. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. Welcome. Today, I want to talk to you from the heart about some, personal things. I want to put a little personal touch on today's program because I think it would be helpful to a lot of you. Some of you have been listening in, okay, and you've heard what I have to say, and you kind of like it, or you're intrigued by it. But let me tell you about myself. I am of retirement age. I first went on the radio 25 years ago. And it was in San Francisco. I went on the air. I actually called my program Common Sense. I called it Common Sense, okay? Because I was talking about things that are just about the truth. You know, the truth rings like a bell, okay? When you hear the truth, you recognize it. It has a refreshing quality to it, okay? And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to tell the truth, talk, okay, about spiritual things, about life, about relationships. And I started on a station, KEST Radio, very nice people, very nice people. And I was in the personal growth part of their programming. They had a rather long daily personal growth segment where you had an eclectic group of people broadcasting itself, and also, you know, new age people and alternative medicine people and yoga and other, you know, Christian programs, just a whole medley of people. And there I was in San Francisco, okay? And it was very nice, very nice. That was how I got my start, okay? And then and then I was with them for many years. I think I was with them for 15 years, I think. But then I also began to go on other stations, Christian stations, and other secular stations. So I've been on in Seattle, in the Los Angeles area, Florida, West Virginia, North Carolina, Kansas City, Pennsylvania, okay, and then Palm Desert, or Palm Springs, California. That's my flagship station down there where I broadcast my every Sunday morning. I have a program down in Palm Springs. I keep saying Palm Desert. Palm Springs, Rancho Mirage, that area, beautiful area, wonderful people. What is my purpose? Okay, so I am a pastor, a non-denominational pastor, which means that I don't belong to a particular church. I actually was ordained in a non-denominational church that specialized in helping people to get started and then to go all over the world. So there are pastors in Africa and over in Asia and over in the Middle East and Europe and South America, all over the world. Okay, non-denominational. Okay, so I don't have a particular, and I'm especially non-denominational because I don't have a particular dogma to lay upon you. In fact, my purpose is to perhaps, hopefully, awaken you to see things for yourself. I think that spiritual matters ought to be able to be seen, okay, and grasped, okay, with conviction, just the way you can grasp something like 1 + 1 = 2. If you ask a person, you say, how do you know that 1 + 1 = 2? Well, they might say, well, my teacher taught me so, or the book said so. But if you ask me, I say, I know that 1 + 1 = 2 because I can see that it's so. I see that 1 + 1 = 2, so there it takes away doubt. There's no way you could ever convince me that 1 + 1 is anything but 2, you see? Well, it ought to be the same with religion. Remember Abraham and people like that? It was with them, it was always them and God, one man and his maker, one woman and her maker, okay? A one-on-one relationship. And that's the way you ought to be able to realize what is true and then live your life based upon what you realize directly in God's light.
Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you are easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to commonsensecounseling.org, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty and also overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit commonsensecounseling.org and start living instead of reacting.
Welcome back. This is Pastor Roland. You're listening to Talk to a Pastor. I only have 15 minutes. These are like 15-minute infomercials. That's all I can afford. But I can get a lot in 15 minutes. A lot. Okay? Now, the other thing that I need to tell you is that I buy the airtime myself. And I need to tell you that so that you realize that I'm just one person. I'm one person. I don't have an organization. There's nothing you can belong to. I don't have a church, okay? I'm just me, okay? Pastor Roland with my microphone and my headset and my webcam and my computer and my books that I've written, which are on Amazon and so on. But that's me. That's what I have, okay? So I personally buy the airtime with a little help. People send little donations, which is very, very, very helpful. If you ever want to send money somewhere where you know it's going to do some good, you could send a little bit to me. What does that mean? Okay, first of all, now you know it's a labor of love. I do this because I love it. Okay? And I do it for in a disinterested sort of a way. In other words, there's nothing in it for me. Okay? Nothing in it for me. I'm spending money. I'm not making it. I'm spending it. And the other thing you can realize, I don't have any trip upon you. Okay, so here I am. I'm a voice on the radio for you to listen to. It's very easy to listen. And if it makes sense, it makes sense. If it doesn't, it doesn't. See how nice that is? Okay. Now, the other thing I want to say, I want to get back to what I was saying earlier, and that is that religion ought to be where you can realize it yourself. You shouldn't have to go to other people, see, to tell you. In other words, let's suppose you had a family, okay? There was father and mom and a couple of other brothers and sisters, okay? Now, what if every time you wanted to communicate with your dad or wanted to know what dad says or what dad thinks or wanted to tell something to dad, what if you always had to go to someone else? What does dad say? What does dad think? Can you tell this to dad, and what do you think dad would say, and so on and so forth? There would be something wrong. There's something wrong if you can't go directly to father yourself, okay? Plus, you can see how there might actually be something going on, like in some families where, you know, there's enmity between mom and dad, and then she wants the affection of the kids, and she comes between the kids and the father, okay? And if she hates her husband, see, or resents him, then she will, in subtle ways, teach the kids that dad is not so good, and she's unhappy, and it's his fault, and you see what I mean? And then something comes, there's a barrier, see? And then sometimes dad's mess up. A lot of times dad's communication is not good with dad. Dad is not there. Dad is not there for you. And if he is there, then it's like he seems like he's angry or something. See, some people are afraid to approach their dad. There's something is wrong. Something is wrong. Something has come between you and father, And whether it just happened or whether somebody set it up that way, some influence that's not good set it up that way, it's not good. Okay, so now take a look and see how all over the world you have people, see, who are going to others to find out about God and what he thinks. And see, wouldn't it be better if you could know directly? Okay, well, what I say is you can know directly. You can know directly. But to know directly, you need to wake up from your trance, because now you're lost in thinking, lost in fantasy, lost in imagination, lost in words, okay, lost in planning and scheming and daydreaming and thinking about the past and worrying about the future. You're lost down there in that. And if not, and if you're not lost in that, then you're studying. You're studying, okay, religion. Religion is supposed to be realized, not studied. Okay, it's supposed to be realized. Now look and see when Christ was around. See, here's a proof, which you don't need proof. See, you got to watch out for proof, because proof can, if it's untimely, it actually disables faith. But if you see something is true and then you see the proof after, well, that's okay. But remember when Christ was upon the earth, okay, remember? It was, fishermen and, ne'er-do-wells and former prostitutes and just regular people. They understood him. Some of them did, not all of them, and they loved him, see, and they understood him. And the religious leaders, the learned ones, the professors, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, they didn't understand him. They didn't believe him. See, so their studies hadn't done them any good. Their studies interfered with accepting the real thing. I'll be right back. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you will want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.talktoapastor.org and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special that we have. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's for a donation of any amount. I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email so you can start reading it right away. Welcome back. My name is Pastor Roland. The program is called Talk to a Pastor. I was saying before the break that when Christ was upon the earth, it was the just regular people, uneducated people for the most part, simple people, fishermen, and just regular people, street people or blue-collar workers, or it wasn't the learned ones that appreciated him and understood him. The learned ones didn't even understand him, let alone accept him or believe him. So somehow their learning interfered. Well, that's what language will do. That's what words can do. See, words can be very dangerous. Now, words can come from understanding. In other words, you can understand something and then and see that it's true and then talk about it. Well, that's good. Okay? But if you seek the words first, you study first, see, and then try to regurgitate what you learn, to feed back what you memorized or read in a book, or in any kind of a book, even a holy book, or a study book, or a textbook, or a religious book, okay? If you don't read with the intent of understanding, okay? If you read with the intent of gaining knowledge, so you can lord it over other people with knowledge, okay? Or impress them with knowledge, or somehow use it to your advantage, okay? Then it blocks you from, it actually blocks you from the living truth. It blocks you from realizing, it blocks you from salvation. So study, especially religious study, is can possibly be the most dangerous thing you can do. Because the words can get in the way. See, knowledge, remember in the Garden of Eden was the knowledge of good and evil. So if you sit around and study the knowledge of good, that knowledge, see, puts you into a place, okay, where you're not receptive to God's truth. It puts you in a place where you're actually in a hypnotic trance, fixated to, and actually under the tutelage of the one who's leading you from the truth. In other words, God's truth is always there. It's like a light. God's truth is like a light. And he gives us a way of realizing that truth. It's called intuition. He gave animals instinct. Okay? He gave birds and dogs and cats instinct. He gives humans intuition. So you can see, you can realize, you can understand, you can have an aha moment. Okay? You can see it. So, like I said earlier, I see that 1 + 1 = 2, but I can also see the beautiful truths of the Bible about Jesus and about God. And these things that when I was a little child, I loved hearing those things. I loved them, okay? But then as the years went by, well, I became worldly. I became more interested in everything else, you know, whether it was baseball or school or study or career or getting ahead or money or cars or whatever it was, whatever it is, shopping, food, see what I mean? Pleasure, sports. We become more interested in the world and we become more interested in popularity. We want to be popular. We want to be accepted. See, and those on the outside are very good at teasing and rejecting you. See, to make you crave even more to be accepted, see? So there again, there's some kind of temptation at work. And so we become worldly. But some of us, as the years go by, and so we fall away from what we knew a long time ago in our heart. When you were a little child, you were closer to God. That was as close as you've ever been to God when you were a little child. Okay? And some things you just kind of knew when you were a little child. Nobody had to teach you. You knew. But then you fell away from, you became worldly. Okay, well now it's time to come back. That's all. Time to come back. And the way to come back to God is not through study. It's through realization. And that's why you have your intuition. So that you can see what is true. Hello everybody. I happen to believe that the meditation exercise is the key to a stress-free, centered way of living. And I'd like to help you get started. A lot of people would love to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation to listen to at home or to take with them in the car. And so if you'd like to have a beautiful CD of the 4-part meditation, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Either one will work just fine. As a special offer, I will also send you 2 free ebooks when you order the meditation CD. To receive the meditation CD by mail and 2 free ebooks, go to talktoapastor.org or commonsensecounseling.org. Yes, the meditation that I just talked about, it actually helps you to become defixated, defocused on words, okay, and on study, and wherever else you're fixated and focused, okay, and stand back, defixate to get the big picture, okay, stand back from your fixation and get the big picture. And then all of a sudden, those empty words that people speak, no matter how beautiful they may be, see, and even though they may have some elements of truth in them, see, they're not the living word. They're not the spirit. They don't have spirit in them. Christ said, "My words are spirit and life." Okay. So the best thing that words can do, see, is words in the hands of someone who has a right intent, who wants you to wake up, who doesn't want to fixate you to themselves and doesn't want anything from you. See, they can speak words that might awaken you to see what the truth really is, okay? Like someone can say, "Hey, your shoelace is untied," okay? So there it is. They just blurt the truth out. "Your shoelace is untied," okay? Well, it's like a warning. So then you can see that your shoelace is untied and say, "Well, thank you," okay? Or you can resent them telling you and reject. See what I mean? Okay, well, so it's the same with words of truth. Words spoken by someone without guile, just a plain and simple, unvarnished truth can help you to wake up from your trance. Okay, well, the meditation also helps. It's just a little technique that helps put you stand back, see, so you can pray better, where you can be a little closer to God instead of being lost in words and study, a little closer to God, okay, back in reality, back in the moment, and that is where you can realize, not in study, not in words, not in a page of a book, not in some, professor, but by standing back, you can realize and see what is true. Okay? Now, if you began to do that, if you got close enough to the truth, so you began to honor truth, see, you'd begin to recognize the truth and honor it. And then you would also begin to, when the truth makes you aware that you're wrong, when the truth makes you aware, the light of truth, wordlessly makes you aware. See, the truth that operates through intuition is wordless. Wordless word. It's a truth that's wordless. Okay, it's immediate. It touches. See, it shines upon things. It's like a light. It shines upon things, and then you see. I don't know how to say it any better than that. But that's what you need. That's what you need so that you can handle the moments properly with your wife, with your husband, with your kids. Okay, so that you can see which way to go in life, and so you can see which way not to go. And so you can see what is true from what is not true, okay? A lot of times, when you come back to the truth, it's not so much some particular fact or dogma or anything. It's more seeing what's not true, okay? The truth shines a light upon, okay, that's not true. This is false. This is a half-truth. This is a little... See, it shines a light upon things, and you don't go that way. You don't go that way. You don't go that way. And by not going all those wrong ways, you're safe. By not going the wrong way, you're actually going the right way. See how that works? Now, all the great people, David and, the prophets, Jeremiah and Isaiah and Habakkuk and Daniel and then people like Paul, okay, they had this one-on-one relationship with their Creator, okay? Now, that's what you need. Now, a lot of people say, "Well, I pray, I try to pray, but see, you don't feel like you're close to God." And the reason is because when you pray, you're saying something wordy that's memorized, words again. See how words can interfere? Remember the old Jim Croce song, "But the Words Got in the Way"? Okay, well, the words can get in the way. So you fall back into a trance. See, all the old buttons that put you into a hypnotic trance, See, the words and symbols and rituals and all those things. See, you have to stand back from all those. Stand back, and then you're in a place where you're not involved in any of those things, and you're closer to God. Now remember, it says in the Bible that God knows what you need before you even ask. See, when you're close enough to God, He, just like a good father, he sort of knows when you approach the good father to talk to him. He already kind of knows what you're going to say and what you see. So, it's very beautiful. So I really encourage you to get to meditation. It helps you to wake up. Hello, this is Pastor Roland. I love getting letters. I just love getting letters from people. Your comments, your questions, your thoughts about the program, about life. Also, if you'd like one of my books personally autographed and inscribed to you, that's for a generous donation of any amount. Send me a letter, tell me what you'd like, and then I will send it to you and personally inscribe it to you. The address is Roland Trujillo, R-O-L-A-N-D, 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, that's 1564A Fitzgerald Drive, number 217, Pinole, California, P-I-N-O-L-E, Pinole, California, 94564. You can also send me an email. Send your email to talktoapastor@yahoo.com. That's talktoapastor@yahoo.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Okay, now most of you are getting a 15-minute program, except for the folks in Southern California. If you're anywhere else, you're getting a 15-minute program, so you need to go to talktoapastor.org. So you can listen to the whole 30-minute program because it was a beautiful program. You really need to listen to the second half of the program. Go to talktoapastor.org, and while you're there, check out the meditation that I have. And some of my YouTube sermons, they're just beautiful, beautiful. You could find the clue in them. You could find the clue that will help you to resolve your issues, get closer to God, and pray better. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Talk to a Pastor with your host, Pastor Roland. Now you can listen to Pastor Roland anytime by logging on to www.talktoapastor.org. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is talktoapastor.org. Please remember that Pastor Roland's program is listener-supported. Thank you.